just getting from here to there involves a lot more than getting in the car and driving. Before that can happen, roads have to be built after routes are mapped out and needs are assessed and a whole lot of people make plans. Oregon's transportation planning process includes ACTS, ACT standing for Area Commission on Transportation, ACT. Let's find out how the ACTS work in the transportation planning and building process. Travis Brower is with ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation. He's Assistant Director for Public Affairs and our guest by phone. Travis, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thanks for having me on, Jeffrey.
So if you give us the overall view what the Area Commissions on Transportation are all about.
ODOT created Area Commissions on Transportation over a decade ago. These are groups of local elected officials, public works officials, and local citizens, including folks from business and industry, who come together to advise ODOT on policy issues and help prioritize and recommend projects that need to be done at the local level. We have these groups all across the state outside the Portland metro area, and they are incredibly useful for helping ODOT get the local view of the important areas that need investment within the transportation system and for helping coordinate our investments with local governments throughout the regions.
How long have the ACTS been part of the process, Travis?
They've been around for a little over a decade, and we've been gradually building them across the state. The last Area Commission on Transportation to be formed was in Lane County about 5 years ago, and now, right at the moment, we're in the process of forming one in the Portland metro region. So when that happens, the entire state will be represented by Area Commissions on Transportation.
Was the Portland metro region the trickiest one to set an ACT up for?
Yeah, it certainly was. There are already a lot of very robust coordinating processes in the Portland metro region with the metro regional government and other major players in that area. And so it was a matter of working across both the urban area and the rural area to find the right balance and try to get the right people around the table. And I think we're very close to having that process and that organization in place.
Do the ACTS, the Area Commissions on Transportation, initiate much, or is it more like ODOT will say, well, here's what we're thinking about doing. How does this mesh with what your knowledge of the area is?
There's a little bit of both. I mean, there are a lot of cases where we bring things to the Area Commission on Transportation and say, hey, here's what we're thinking. What do you guys think? There are other times where we allow them to engage in a pretty robust project recommendation process. They are engaged in both the Connect Oregon process of recommending projects that should be funded in the non-highway modes, as well as when we put together our statewide transportation improvement program, which is how we spend our federal funds that we receive from the federal government. They're engaged in what we call the enhanced process, which is a multimodal, highway, bicycle, and pedestrian, and transit program that looks at the most important priorities across the state. And the ACTS recommend those up to the Oregon Transportation Commission for their consideration.
All right, so a much broader field to look at than just individual cars driving down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. They're engaged in the whole breadth and depth of the discussion on the transportation system. I was out at the Central Oregon Area Commission on Transportation last week, and they had a discussion about the needs of the trucking industry because the U.S. 97 corridor is a very key freight corridor. And so we view these groups as very important for ODOT to get the local sense of what's going on and where we need to focus our investments and resources.
Well, I have to wonder then, Central Oregon, certainly you got a major and majorly growing metro area there with Bend Redmond and no interstate highway as such. I mean, it's Highway 97, but it doesn't quite compare. It's not a freeway for its whole length by any stretch. Between Central Oregon and the Rogue Valley, two areas where growth seems to be fairly constant, are these the more active commissions?
Yeah, those two commissions are very similar in a sense. Those are two urbanized areas of the state that have been growing rapidly, have gone from essentially small towns or small cities into fairly major urban areas. And we've seen the transportation system need to adapt. In the Rogue Valley, I think that ODOT has probably built more new infrastructure than probably just about anywhere else in the state, as your growth has been so significant down in that area. And so there is a lot of discussion within those area commissions on transportation about what infrastructure needs to be built just to meet the needs of a growing community.
But not necessarily built by the state, correct? I mean, don't the area commissions on transportation also consider what can be done at the county or city level?
Yeah, there definitely is some discussion of that. The Area Commissions on Transportation are really a creature of ODOT and the Oregon Transportation Commission, so they coordinate with the city and county areas. They don't necessarily feed into them in the same way, but certainly we have very good discussions with local governments on what their needs are on their portions of the system, and in many cases, the congestion or other issues that we see on the state highway system can best be addressed by making investments in local roads that take pressure off some of our major arterials.
So if the city goes and makes a new street, it could potentially at least delay by a few years ODOT needing to put another lane on a highway or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of our major projects in the Rogue Valley have been partnerships between ODOT and local governments. When we built the South Medford interchange, for example, there was a significant investment made by the city of Medford. We improved city streets. There are oftentimes those sort of collaborative approaches taken to those major transportation investments.
We're talking about transportation planning with Travis Brower at ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation. We're talking specifically about the ACTS, the Area Commissions on Transportation. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I noticed the Rogue Valley Act on its recent agenda had a couple of key reports to look at. I assume the other acts did, too. Can you tell us a bit about Seismic Plus and Rough Roads Ahead?
Sure, Jeffrey. We put out a couple of reports late last year that looked at the condition of Oregon's infrastructure. One of those reports was the Rough Roads Ahead report. We used a sophisticated economic transportation and land use model that ODOT has developed in conjunction with some national experts to look at what would happen to the transportation system if we continue on our current trajectory. Now, right now, Oregon's transportation system is in pretty good shape. The legislature and federal government made some pretty significant investments, so our bridges and pavement and most of our systems in pretty decent condition. However, due to a number of factors, which includes a lot of debt service to pay back bonds on our current projects that we're building, as well as stagnant federal funds, and then the reduction in driving and more fuel-efficient vehicles, which means we're collecting less gas tax than we expected, all of those trends are causing ODOT's budget and the budgets of local transportation agencies to drop off. As a result, what we predict is that over the next couple of decades, we're going to see the condition of our bridges and pavement and other parts of the system decline pretty rapidly. Currently, about 80% of our bridges are in good condition, but by 2035, it'll be down to less than a third are in good condition. Now, that has some pretty significant impacts on the economy. Bridges are really key for trucks. And as those bridges start to deteriorate, we're going to have to limit more and more bridges to heavy trucks. In Oregon, we're a very freight-dependent, trade-dependent state, where we rely on the movement of freight from our farms and forests and factories to national and international markets to create jobs. So when we start having to limit those loads from crossing bridges, you're going to see trucks have to take long detours out of the way, which will raise transportation costs. And you're also going to see a lot of bigger trucks have to be broken up into multiple smaller trucks to be able to go across these bridges. By 2035, we're predicting about 350 bridges statewide on the state highway system will be load limited. And that will continue so that by 2045, you're going to see about 600 bridges. That's going to be a massive impact that's going to raise transportation costs for firms across the state, make Oregon firms less competitive on global markets. And our economic model predicted that by 2035, slower economic growth due to these transportation restrictions would cost the state about 100,000 jobs and about $94 billion in lost production.
Does this report, Rough Roads Ahead, recommend some sort of funding source? I mean, if you talk about putting out bonds, for example, you already talked about the level of debt service that ODOT is paying now. So it sounds like you probably can't go a whole lot higher there.
You know, the Rough Roads report really was about identifying the needs and not necessarily identifying where the funding source would come from. That's really a discussion that is best left to the legislature and the governor to work through some of those things. Our goal at ODOT is just simply to show what the need of the transportation system is and what the potential impacts on the state and the economy are if those needs aren't addressed.
That report, I imagine, was timed for the legislative session coming up next month?
Certainly, we wanted to make sure that the legislature had the opportunity to consider this as they're going into the legislative session. We've already heard from the Senate President and the Speaker of the House, as well as the Governor, that they're very interested in considering a transportation funding package. And there's been a lot of work done by some stakeholder groups that has started to develop that.
Let us take a call. We have John in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about transportation and the Oregon Area Commissions on Transportation, or ACTS, with Travis Brower from ODOT. Hi, John.
Hi. Well, my question is about TriMet in Portland. I don't know if you guessed it. It's probably somewhat familiar. Their fifth leg of the light rail is scheduled to open this fall out to southeast. The sixth leg is proposed to go out towards Tigard, and I don't know if your guest is familiar with this, but I wonder, I could kind of guess, what are the, sounds like a lot of people in those communities are against it, and, you know, I just don't understand, I sort of understand it, but, you know, the traditionally, also some of the industries are probably against it, like, you know, the car industry and the petroleum people want you to drive instead of doing that. Anyway, that's kind of my question, if you know anything about that, or what are the chances of that line being approved?
All right, so TriMet is the agency, obviously, that runs light rail and buses in the greater Portland area. Is that a bit outside the scope of your expertise, Travis?
You know, it's not a project I have been deeply involved in. I've seen some of the work that's been going on. ODOT is deeply involved in that work in the Portland metro region, as we're a key partner with TriMet and the entire region in finding transportation solutions across all the modes. There is a planning process that project is going through that considers the needs of local communities. And so all of those communities will have the opportunity to weigh in that process, which ultimately then makes a decision about what the best solution is for addressing the transportation challenges on that corridor, which is the Highway 99W corridor, essentially from downtown Portland down into Tigard and Tualatin. So I think we're all interested in seeing what that comes up with. TriMet has obviously had some pretty good successes with its light rail system. I think everybody recognizes it as a good way to move a lot of people very efficiently in the Portland metro region. And certainly the highways would be much more congested if it weren't for that good transit system we have in Portland.
We talked about two reports that went before the Area Commissions on Transportation, Rough Roads Ahead, and there's also Seismic Plus. What was the basic gist of that one?
Yeah, the Seismic Plus was very similar to Rough Roads Ahead in terms of looking at the existing infrastructure needs that we have on our roads and bridges. Seismic Plus looked at the needs of the transportation system related to the potential for a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. Now, I'll tell you, after reading this report, I kind of lost a few hours of sleep because it's kind of scary stuff when you look at what a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake, which could be, you know, 8.0, 9.0 or above, much like what we've seen in some places like Japan with the recent tsunami. That report would devastate the entire state, and the transportation system, unfortunately, is not prepared to play its proper role in response and recovery, because most of our bridges were built before we knew there was a Cascadia subduction zone, and certainly weren't built to the modern seismic standards to be able to withstand that. So that report looked at how we could designate lifeline routes across the state that would ensure that we have a backbone of the highway system functional immediately after a major earthquake so that it could serve the immediate response and save lives and then help with the long-term economic recovery. It looked at how we could retrofit, repair, and replace bridges in a strategic phased approach over a number of decades in order to ensure that the highway system could be functional. What we found using the same sort of economic analysis is that if we don't retrofit the state highway system, you're going to have a major economic impact for years to come because a lot of firms won't be able to get their product to market or won't be able to get their workers to their factories. And as a result, the hundreds of billions of dollars of lost production will take place. If we do retrofit the highway system, we believe we could reduce that loss by $84 billion over a seven-year period. So return on investment of those sort of investments in the retrofitting of the highway system and rehabilitating bridges is many times greater than the cost.
Definitely sobering reports. Assuming after hearing all this, somebody actually wants to be a member of an Area Commission on Transportation, I mean, how could they do that? I mean, are the general public, are members of the general public allowed to or invited to join?
Yes, absolutely. Each Area Commission on Transportation defines their membership in a charter that they get from the Oregon Transportation Commission. Each of them is composed typically of local elected officials and some local appointed officials, you know, say public works directors and such. And then there's generally citizen members as well. So I would strongly encourage folks to get engaged with the Area Commission on Transportation. All those meetings are open to the public, and they can learn more about what's going on with their local transportation systems by attending those meetings and even becoming a member.
And check out the website at ODOT, which we're linked to through our website at jeffexchange.org and Facebook. Travis Brower is ODOT's Assistant Director for Public Affairs. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thanks, Jeffrey. Really appreciate the opportunity.
All right.